We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
It's so great to be back with everyone on the Bridge for Peace program, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And welcome, Barbara Mercier. We welcome you today. It was so wonderful, your sharing of your story. I think you got to be up to maybe age 22 or something, all filled with miracles, signs and wonders, and so much encouragement. So I'm very grateful that you would take this time to be with us today, because we're learning so much from you. There's so much encouragement in your story. And last time telling us about how you were a missionary from the time of 18, really, and how, you had that experience of raising someone from the dead, Robin, raising her from the dead, even though you didn't know what it was about. It was the compassion.
Exactly.
The passion of God moving your heart. Mm-hmm. And so tell us, let's go forward from there, shall we? Because you said you really still didn't really know Jesus, but God was using you so mightily. So bring us through the story.
The story of getting to know Jesus better?
Yeah, well, we left off when Robin was in the hospital and she was moved out of intensive care into a normal floor, just waiting essentially for her to die.
Right. Okay.
Passion.
So that did impact me tremendously. There was another thing that really, I don't know if this is the time to go through into the entire thing, but I did actually had an experience where the Lord, he visited me. He visited me. And I heard his voice.
Now, where were you?
That was actually a little bit prior to this. And I feel like it was an important pivotal moment in my journey.
Now, because were you a nurse then, Barbara?
I was a nurse. I was already an RN. I was a nurse and I was working at Roosevelt Hospital at that time. This was before NYU. This was before Robin.
New York City, right?
In New York City. I was a single.
International listeners.
That's New York City. Okay. Thank you. And so it was the season where I shared with you that I felt like I had been a frozen embryo Christian. Yes. This particular day, I walked up my four flights of stairs, went into my apartment, and I sat in my chair in my apartment,
Barbara, I'm going to stop you again. Sorry for stopping you, but could you explain to people what that means, frozen embryo? We may have some.
Oh, of course. Yes. Okay. So, So when, sometimes if people are struggling to conceive and have a baby, you can actually fertilize a woman's egg from her ovary with her husband's sperm, and they can actually in a laboratory put the egg and the sperm together, and it's a baby. It's a baby, and it's been formed, and then that frozen embryo is waited to be implanted inside of the mother's womb so that it will be nourished and nurtured and will grow and then go to full term and be born. And so when I describe a frozen embryo, it was a season where I knew that I had received Jesus, the word of life had come into my heart, and I had received it with an open heart and life, but I wasn't growing. I wasn't being nurtured and nourished in the word of the Lord. I had no Bible teaching or training. I did not have fellowship. So I look at that season as, I know I had the life of Jesus, but I had no idea how to grow or follow him and tow down the road.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. That helps us.
Okay, so I'm not going to go into the entire encounter that I had in that particular day, but I know that I was awake. I was sitting in a chair. I had a vision. I was an experience, something terrifying and scary. And in the midst of what I was experiencing and seeing, I was interrupted by the audible voice of Jesus, the one and only time in my life. He called my name, Barbara, Barbara. He put his hand on my right shoulder. I felt him and I knew it was Jesus. And in this vision, he told me that he had everything under control. And I sat back and I was overcome with the peace of God. It was so vivid. It was so real. And what I understood was that I had never followed him. I said, oh my Lord, you are real. You are here. I've been doing whatever I want to do and bringing you along with me. I have not followed you. I didn't know the word repent, but I repented. I got on my knees and I just really, really knew I needed to give him my whole life. I still didn't really know how to do that, but that's what, and I feel like that is such a powerfully important moment, that turning around and realizing you are God, you are in control. I have to give it, surrender to who you are. And
so Barbara, you said you knew you had to repent, but you didn't really know what that word meant, or maybe you didn't even know that specific word at the time. We may have listeners today that don't really know what that word means, repent. Could you share with us your understanding of what it means to repent and the importance of it?
It's my understanding of the word repent is, for me, it's an absolute, it's an about face, and it's something that we get to do. I don't have to stay the way that I am. I get by the mercy of God, by his compassion, he sees who I am and he says, hey, you don't have to stay that way. I can about face, make it 100% U-turn. I was going in a direction that was not toward you, God. And I get to say, oh, forgive me. And it's not running around in circles and groveling on the floor, although that might be important now and then to do that. But it's an absolute, I am changing direction and making an about face from going away from God to turning around and putting my trust and hope and faith in him.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. I know that's helpful. I want to ask you, because you said that you had terrifying, I don't know if it was visions or things in your mind or things you were worrying about or real things that you were facing or memories that were coming forward, exactly what it was that was terrifying you in the moment. But there may be people listening today, because this is a world filled with anxiety and it's a world filled with fear.
Yes.
And we might be people might be listening today who are like, you know, I feel very anxious about a certain situation, or even to the point of feeling I'm terrified about the future.
Okay.
You know, maybe even not even concrete, not even something that they're facing real, but just thinking what's going to happen in the future. Will I be equipped to face it? I'm terrified. Will I have enough money? Will I have enough education? Will I have enough wisdom to face it? So when you shared that, you were terrified, and then you heard the voice of God calling you by name.
Yes.
But yet you weren't in a prayer situation.
No.
You were just right there in, I want to say, in mental pain.
Yes.
Emotional torment. You use that word. And there God visited you. You know, it just makes me think how God is right here with each one of us. You know, that was a special experience that you actually heard your name. But God is right here with every one of us, everyone who's listening today. God's not somewhere up there in heaven, you know, looking down at you. He's not at a distance. He's very close. The kingdom of God is here because of Jesus Christ dying for each one of us, that we could be near to him, that we could be close to him. So I'm going to ask you, Barbara, could you elaborate a little bit on that experience?
I will do that. So the experience was, as I shared, I was sitting in a chair and I began to have what I never had language for, what I would now probably call an open vision, maybe, but it was like a dream, but I know I was awake. And it started out with, I was on a roller coaster having a lot of fun. And in the roller coaster, I was going way up and way down and really fast. And it started out fun. And I was with a friend and then another friend. And then the faces were changing. And then, go ahead.
I'm going to stop you for a minute, Barbara, just in case someone doesn't know what a roller coaster
is. Oh, yeah. So it's a ride at an amusement park that's supposed to be for entertainment, where you sit in a little, like a little seat, and it the ride takes you way up and down and up and down, and people love it. They pay money to actually get a scream and have an adventure. And so it's an entertainment kind of a thing. And so in this experience, in this dream, I was on the roller coaster, and then I was no longer with friends, and it was no longer fun, and it was and I was by myself, and it was dark, and it was scary, and I wanted to get off. Then it changed from being a roller coaster to a car. And the car was in a blizzard. I was driving in a whiteout blizzard, a snowstorm that I couldn't see out of the window of the car. I was gripping the steering wheel. I turned the wheel and it didn't turn. I put my foot on the brakes. It didn't stop. My heart was pounding. I was in an absolute sweating with terror. And in that moment, that was when Jesus put his hand on my shoulder and I heard his voice say, "Barbara, Barbara, take your hands off the wheel. I have everything under control." And I sat back and I took a deep breath, and the car kept blowing in the blizzard. Nothing changed outwardly, but I was overcome with the power of the peace of God that it passes understanding. And I will say this, you know, the roller coaster, the car, you know, life is, it might seem like you're doing things that are a lot of fun, and then it becomes almost life threatening. It's not only not fun anymore, you know, it's going to kill you. You know, we're driving in a blizzard. We think we're in control, but we can't control anything. And it was that experience. And I will say to you, honestly, I felt like, I know he dropped his mantle of peace over my life. I've been through a lot of things, as we all have, as you get older. Life is full of old roller coasters and blizzards and storms. But he dropped his peace over my life and has carried me and sustained me to the point where I have been in circumstances, intense circumstances, where I've had coworkers come to me and say, "Barbara, how is it that you just are floating in this craziness?" And I would say, "It's the presence of God." Amen. And when my coworker would say, "Can you share it?" The Lord said, "Yes, share it. Put my peace over her." And he has done that.
Well, and we're going to ask you to do that right now.
Yeah.
Have a few seconds left, but
let's do that.
Prayer.
So, Father, I thank you that your peace is powerful and tangible. You are the God of peace. And through Jesus Christ, you are our God. And your word says the God of peace crushes the devil underneath our feet. And so we receive your perfect peace right now in the midst of storms, in the midst of scary situations. We release the peace of Almighty God that passes understanding to lift your people up, hold each one close to your heart, and carry them through whatever season, storm, or terrifying adventure it might seem. And you will impart your peace that passes understanding, which is eternal, and it is unshakable and unstoppable. We receive it from you now for each and every one. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckhart, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.